Moapa Town Advisory Board meeting, August 25th, 2020. My name is Tim Watkins, Chair.
Bob Lyman.
Jamie Shakespeare.
John Ryan.
And Lynn Wren, for personal reasons, has stepped down. And I'm Amelia Smith, Commissioner Merlin, Kirkpatrick's office.
Well, I'll call the meeting to order. Would anybody like to volunteer for an invocation?
Okay, go ahead.
Our Father in Heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to meet here to discuss the issues of our community, and we pray that thy Spirit will be with us and help us to be wise and understand the things that will be best for our community and for everyone who lives here. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, I guess I did the roll call out of order there.
That's okay.
Item 2, public comment. Period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Anyone?
It's not necessary. Yeah.
Item 3, approval of the minutes for November 12th, 2019. I'm almost a year ago.
And March 10th.
Oh.
Can we do them together?
And March 10th.
I move that we approve the minutes for November and March.
Am I allowed? I wasn't here, so I'm not allowed to.
So November, let's look at November.
November, I was here.
Yeah. So then, yes, I will count the other 3 votes towards March 10th.
So, everybody in favor of approval of...
Aye.
Three and a half. All right. Looks like that's unanimous-ish. Item number 4, approval of the agenda for today's meeting. I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All those in favor, say aye. Aye. That appears to be unanimous. Item number 5, informational items, none. Item number 6, planning and zoning, none. Item number 7, general business. Moapa Town Advisory Board to elect a vice chair amongst current town board members. The newly elected vice chair will serve the remainder of the unexpired term.
Which will probably be for remaining maybe 2 meetings, max 3, until the end of the year. And then the new, whoever's on the next board, then will pick a chair.
Do we have to have one? We'll just defer it to the next
town
board?
So the vice chair is who would step in. If Tim weren't going to be here, then they would step in his role and direct the meeting.
So if we don't choose one, I have to be here the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember when I first was on the board and the vice chair and chair were not there. And so we just ran the meeting anyway, even though we had more.
Oh.
And we were locked out of the building, so we held it out in the cold out behind the...
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just following the bylaws.
Yeah.
So...
That was just an informational question.
Yeah. So do any of you have any preferences? Anyone want to nominate themselves?
It matters not to me.
He said it doesn't matter.
I nominate Bob Dole.
I'll second it.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear.
She nominated you and I seconded it.
Oh.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Opposed?
You're outvoted.
Should I turn it on?
Should
I turn it on? I don't know.
I don't think it's helping.
Okay.
I can't hear a thing.
All right. To recap that, Jamie nominated Bob. And now the fan is off. Jamie nominated Bob, I seconded it, and it appears the voting is at least 3 in favor.
That's fine.
Okay. 3 plus. Unanimous-ish again. Number 2 in general business, review the fiscal year 2020 budget requests. All right.
So I don't know if anyone's had a chance to speak with any of your community members, or perhaps you have suggestions yourself of if you would like to add anything to this list. Of course, this will come before you guys one more time, and then it will be finalized at your next meeting. Do you want to leave this the same? Would you like to make any changes? What I will say, John Stastny just wanted to make sure that folks know that he is for item 1, item 2, item 7, and item 8. He completely supports. That was his comment that he wanted to provide. I don't know if anyone has any input at this time.
I think we all pretty much agreed at the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing you would change, nothing you would take away, nothing you would add to. I don't know if you have anyone in the audience that would have anything that would like
any budget items?
We definitely need to keep SIM on there because it is badly deteriorating.
As I recall, that was our number one priority before we...
I think we could even sacrifice the lights in a soccer field for that.
Well, but that's a different...
I know it's a different different category.
All right. I move to approve this list of budget requests again.
Okay. And then we'll at least give it one more chance. We can approve it... as it is today, and then we'll give it one more chance just in case anyone wants to provide any input, at least one more meeting.
All right. So Jamie seconded it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. All right, back to... Item number 8, comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council jurisdiction. Anyone?
I have a question.
Yes.
That planning committee that I volunteered for that was supposed to happen about 2 days after the county, the government center was shut down.
Yeah.
Is that still in the works, or is that still?
Yeah. So am I gonna be informed? They took a survey. They came back with over 2,000 responses from folks around town. I think they're supposed to have their first official meeting next month.
Can you keep me informed on
that? Yes. Yep.
Thank you. I still want to do that.
Yes. And I'll reach out to them and see if they're any closer to nailing down a date.
Okay.
So I'll reach out.
If I have to have a hazmat suit or whatever to go there?
I doubt it. I think they're going to make sure that it's in a place where there's obviously enough room, enough space to...
Just has to be after the first week in November and then everything's fine.
Yeah, but it's supposed to happen in September, but we'll see. I'll reach out.
Yeah, please keep me informed on that.
I will.
All right.
Any more comments on that? I have another question. Why has Metro gone so nuts on people out here? I drive to Overton and I pass 5 Metro cars. Do we really need that many out here on duty at the same time?
I guess that would be a question.
They're not here
Metro
to answer.
Yeah. If it's on a Wednesday, they have more people on Wednesdays because they have their, their meetings. I don't know. I couldn't answer.
How many do we have permanently stationed out here?
That would be a question for Brett and Bea.
Okay.
Because I know we have officers that live here that are, out in Vegas, and then we have some that are highway patrol. I'm not sure offhand. I would assume maybe
not that. Not that I really have a problem with it. I'm just wondering how much that's costing us to be over covered like that.
Yeah, you'd have to reach out to Brett Empey. I would encourage you to do that.
Okay.
All right.
So then next meeting, I think, we discussed it a little bit before. You can expect to have SNWA on the agenda. They're wanting your support for funding. We also had a couple folks reach out who are interested in growing a hemp farm. I don't know if you're familiar, if you've heard of it, out in Warm Springs. I don't have a specific parcel at this time, but they want to come before you guys.
Supposedly it's on Malcolm Lewis's old farm.
Malcolm Lewis. Yeah, I'm waiting on them to give me a APN. I need to know for sure what property is. It sounds like it's going to be them making CBD oils or something like that. I'm going to say 30-something acres is their plans. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. When I reached out to zoning, it kind of seemed like comprehensive planning looks at hemp the same way they would look at produce. So the same way you would look at an apple tree or that you would look at growing carrots out of the ground. It seems like it's looked at in the same way. I think the only thing that would change is probably how large they make it, and if they have greenhouses, they'd have to come to you for a waiver.
Carrots, hemp, it's all the same.
So I don't know what your specific feelings are on that, but they should be coming before the next meeting to see if you're for or against or how you feel about it. So.
All right. All right, then item 9, the next meeting, September 29th. 5 weeks from today. And that will conclude our meeting. 13 minutes.